This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Steve Elkins is with us. He's an ICU nurse, an ER nurse, broadcaster on Republic Broadcasting. He does a jazz show on a radio station in his neck of the woods in Florida. And we're talking about risky behavior. So, Steve, what I see is risky behavior has infiltrated our lives, even though we don't like it, approve it, condone it. We don't want anything to do with it, but it's entered our lives. Let me just give an example. So if I just pull up to any place that cuts hair, not a barbershop, but, you know, where they have women, and they do women's hair and men's hair, chances are that the gal, and it's usually a gal, who is cutting the hair has tattoos. So she's involved in risky behavior, or has been. And she's got pointy scissors at right at my neck. If I go to a restaurant, odds are that the people in the kitchen who are cooking have tattoos. Odds are that the waiter or waitress has tattoos. If I go to have my car worked on, the mechanic has tattoos. Pretty much wherever I go, even in dental offices, the gals who are hygienists oftentimes have tattoos. Nurses have tattoos. I don't know about doctors. I can't believe it. Are you seeing the same thing in your profession where nurses have tattoos
actually,
as well?
I actually am. Not overly done, but it's a fad. Americans love fads. They love fads, and it's here today and gone tomorrow, but the problem is a tattoo and a lot of these piercings, and especially those ones where you stretch your earlobe. I love that one. It's like, oh my God, it's the size of a quarter. But these fads will come and go, but the permanent markings are on your body for life. And then, of course, you've created a new commerce right there for laser removal to get rid of this disfiguration as you get older and older. These tattoos are going to look nasty. And then we have a whole new business now created, commerce, to basically get rid of the damage you caused, your self-mutilation. It's pretty sad. Yes, and I look at a lot of these people as not only are they overweight, obese, but with the tattoos and the piercings, looking like human cattle, kind of like cattle. We brand cattle, and now we have humans walking around that look like cattle, the size of cattle. And now they have the piercings and the tattoos, which is the branding mark. Pretty amazing.
You know, it's interesting you say that because what I actually do for a living is I'm a cattle farmer. And not one of our cows is branded. And I've told our children, I've told them all very clearly, and they know I'm not kidding, that if they get a tattoo, they are out of the will. They're out of the will.
Good for you. Good for you.
And I'm serious. I'm serious. And I also told them if they find out that they're queer and they decide that they want to be gay, they're not welcome home anymore either.
And, yeah, I heard that as a kid growing up too.
People said
I heard the same.
Well, and I mean it. I mean it. That if one of our children or all of them decide that they're queer and they want to be homos, they are not welcome home. And I really mean it. And people said to me, so you would not love your children? And I go, that's right. That's right. I would not love our children if they became homeless.
I heard the same thing growing up. Vincent.
It's a perversion.
Well, not only that, is that every father's dream is their son to grow up and have offspring and keep the family name going. That can't possibly happen in a homosexual relationship, it's not possible without somebody donating the egg. So, you know, the family line, the family name, the man's honor dies if his son can't reproduce and keep the family name going. So that was a big part of it in my household, other than the shame of it and the filth of it. No, not in our house.
What happens in the medical profession? What are you seeing any impact from the homosexuality? Have you seen, is there a proliferation of disease? What is the impact of homosexuality, or is it just a bunch of queers that, you know, want to make sure that everybody knows they're queer?
Well, the movement is very strong, and I actually predicted this long ago. I predicted it. My wife and I were watching, and I remember when Ellen first came on, Ellen DeGeneres. It's interesting, her last name stemming from the word degenerate, that she is a degenerate. But she's very popular, and when she left the airways, when she came out as being a lesbian, her career ended, but I said, that woman's going to be back in less than 10 years and stronger than ever, and this movement is going to take off. They are very unified. They are very together on the same issue of creating and promoting homosexual lifestyle. It is a new norm, as they want to say. This is the way it is. It's normal. It's not normal. There's nothing normal about it, and I don't want to go into the biblical portion of it, of where how God feels about it, but it is there, and their goal is essentially, my feeling is their goal is essentially to erase religion, erase the Bible, get rid of the Bible, shelve it in the area of fiction, a good read, but not truth, because there's really nothing that can condone, there's nothing in the Bible that can condone their lifestyle. It is growing. It is growing, and we have a government, whether it's Obama or the current president at the time, it's catering and tolerance. And that's actually the first word that actually started this whole problem. And it was used on preachers, and the word is called tolerance. With tolerance comes affirmation. With affirmation comes acceptance. And it started with one little word, be tolerant, be tolerant, be tolerant. Well, they're not tolerant of me. They're not tolerant of my beliefs, but I'm supposed to be tolerant of their beliefs. And if I am tolerant of their beliefs, their agenda grows bigger and bigger.
You were here at the farmhouse with John Stadtmiller during Christmas, and I told you what my New Year's resolution was going to be.
Right.
And class, do you want to say it, or do you want me to say it?
I've used your phrase. I've given you full credit. Do I owe you any money for that? Because I have used that a couple times.
No, of course not.
If I give you a quarter for every time I've used that, you're going to get a nice paycheck in the mail. But no, Vinny said something, and I loved it. I wrote it down. And Vinny is going to increase not his tolerance, but his intolerance. Increase his intolerance. And I agree with that 100%.
And I have, and so I was on the phone with Joey in Michigan, a USA Prepares instructor, yesterday, and Joey has, I think he's increased his intolerance as well. And what he's now doing is, if he's at a store and someone's got drool coming out of their mouth, they don't know what they're doing, he will dress them down, say, and tell them that they have no business being there. He'll ask for the store manager and say, see that guy over there? You should be really proud of him. He has no clue what he's doing. He will dress down the store manager. He'll dress down these ignorant people who are acting like they're employees, and they you know, they're wearing the smock or the uniform of the store. And they have no clue. Or if they speak and spittle comes out of the mouth because they just can't control themselves, he'll dress them down. Like, what's the matter with you? You know, I don't want to be near you. I don't know what diseases you have. Of course, I'm paraphrasing, but I applaud him for doing that. I absolutely do. And more of us need to do that. More of us need to complain.
I agree.
Because it's not normal.
I got a question for you, Vince. I wish Kyle was still on the line. I'd throw this question to him, too. But I just looking at, I was watching TV the other day. I was watching the Wimbledon. It's the one of the Grand Slams, one of the four Grand Slams of men's tennis. And I used to be a player, so I enjoy watching the competition. But you know, watching the cameraman going around the crowd, and I've seen this many, many times, and I'm going to ask you the question. I see a man, a grown-up man, probably in his mid to late 30s, wearing a T-shirt a Batman T-shirt or a Star Wars T-shirt, what is the first thing comes to mind when you see a grown man wearing a T-shirt like that?
It's interesting you mentioned Kyle. I'll tell you why. We did a broadcast with Ron Allen. Ron Allen has a company called The Big Voice. And Ron Allen is the announcer for USA Prepares. He's the guy that says, and now Vincent Finelli, you know, that guy.
Right.
And the no whining. So he's done all those intros and outros. So he was on the air with me, and we were talking about the anatomy of a commercial. And Kyle called up. And Kyle was livid because he was explaining that he can't stand watching these television shows, commercials, etc., that show the father as being this moron, this idiot, this goofball, kind of like what you're talking about with the costume. Okay, and Ron Allen said the most amazing thing. He said, "Kyle, some men identify with that." They say, that's me. I'm that jerk. I'm that jerk in the TV show. I'm that buffoon. Now, that was foreign to me until he said it. And then I thought, wow, he's really hit the nail right on the head. So I'm thinking that these commercials, who would watch these things? How could anybody stand them? How could anybody stand these idiotic TV shows, these stupcoms, or I guess they call them sitcoms? How can anybody stand them? But the answer is people identify with that. So there are other fathers out there, other adults that say, geez, I guess he got the last Batman costume. I wish I got there first. I don't know how to explain it other than people are just...
Here's another one.
So there's a public school in Philadelphia.
Uh-huh.
It's called the Joseph Welty Middle School in New Philadelphia, Ohio. And they had a plaque in bronze that was the Ten Commandments. And it was a gift by the class of 1926. So the class of 1926 had this bronze casted, the Ten Commandments, and it was on the school property. Well, these two buffoons that call themselves Freedom From Religion Foundation, they're two activists, a male and female, and a gal by the name of Annie Laurie Gaylor and her husband, Dan Baker, these two activists complained. They took down the plaque because these two sickos thought that, well, here's what they said. They said that school children already feel significant pressure to conform to their peers. They must not be subjected to similar pressure from the schools, especially on religious questions. I can't think of anything wrong with the Ten Commandments.
Nope. I can't either. You know, if they say that we identify or people identify with these shows, I got to laugh because the comedy shows, they always have the fat guy, the fat doofus guy with the pretty wife. I don't know anybody in that situation at all. And I noticed the laugh tracks, especially like on these stupid shows like The Big Bang Theory, which is now off air, thank God, but never watched it. But when I did catch a little bit of it, I think this is so idiotic. And they have these laugh tracks. They put them in there every 3 to 5 seconds. The laugh happens after the quip. It's not even a funny comment, but a laugh track is supposed to say, all right, you trained SEALs, laugh also. It's not funny, but we think it's funny. We want you to laugh. Or they programmed you right, which is programmed.
Was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
About 83 years ago, a mural was painted by a respectable artist. And the mural was painted in a school in San Francisco. And the mural shows George Washington. It shows some American Indians. It shows conflict. It pictures the way it really was. Well, the school board thinks that that should come down. Actually, it should be painted over. And the school board, in their infinite wisdom, has allocated $600,000 to paint over this mural. I want you to think about that. $600,000. Because it makes people feel uncomfortable looking at a dead Indian and looking at, you know, muskets. And looking at horses, and in the time of the Revolutionary War, during George Washington's life. So this mural is absolute brilliant art, but yet it's now considered offensive because it shows what really happened, and the students have to walk past it. So $600,000 is now allocated for the project. And so why is it $600,000? I mean, I don't know how much a gallon of paint costs in San Francisco, but it's not $600,000. And the $600,000 is earmarked because it's going to be used for environmental review and to cover the expected legal challenges. The school has only two 5,000 students. This is how sick we've become. So we get rid of shop class. We sell off the shop tools. We don't teach the students skills, and we don't want them to be offended by history. And we're willing to waste 600 grand to do that. All of the people on the school board should be removed, every single one.
That's interesting. It's interesting that the minority, and I know if you took you actually took a poll of these people, you got a handful of people who are offended by everything, Vincent. Everything offends them. They just find offense in everything. So you're going to cater to a small hand group, a handful of individuals who are offended by this and want to read it a different way, that it's offensive, and so you're willing to tear down something. You tear down history because of a handful of people, so you'll make three people happy by tearing it down, and everybody else, hundreds of other people, even thousands in this situation, would say, you know, I don't have a problem with this. So you're catering to the minority, and they're offensive. It's offensive to them. I say to these people, being offended builds character, and they're in short supply of it. It's a good thing to be offended. We're always going to find offense in something, and it builds character, so they need to thicken their skin a little bit and stand up. Be a man.
Yes, class, be a man. And when I go on stage for the Laclede annual meeting, where the board of directors tries to convince the voters that they need to be re-elected. One guy's been on the board for, I believe it's either 47 or 48 years. I'm not kidding about that. So I'm going to challenge the men to stand up and fight for reduced electric bills. But, you know, the police will be there to haul me away. They'll have their lawyer there. I'm only allowed 2 minutes to speak. I wanted to read something to you. I'm trying to find it. But we have detractors, at least one detractor, absolutely can't stand us. He listens every day. Every day this guy listens to us, and every day he has to beat us up and lie. And this is an example of one person having his, well, he's got a voice, and he has to tear us down. And I don't know why people are like that. It's really sick. But if I can find it, I'll read it. Steve, when we come back, where would you like to go? Would you like to talk about floating poop?
We can, if you want to, yeah.
Right, let's talk about floating poop. No kidding. You need to know this, class. We'll be right back.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Seismologists believe there's a good chance of some very strong aftershocks for several days or even weeks after an earthquake struck California on Thursday. Here's John Clemens with more.
That estimate came from Caltech scientist Dr. Lucy Jones concerning the Independence Day 6.4 magnitude quake to strike 25 miles northeast of the town of Ridgecrest, California.
And this is one of the higher risk areas because of all of these faults.
Dr. Jones tells us a 5.1 quake that struck the same area in 1982 triggered aftershocks for 6 months.
A 5.4 magnitude aftershock struck that area earlier today. The economy adding 224,000 jobs in June, according to the government. That follows a 75,000 job creation performance in May. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.
It's gonna be sliding.
One of today's hot.
Why have got your
take? When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Steve Elkins is with us. Steve, I want to read a quote. This is from a person purporting to have the name Tony Long. And you can only see this on some browsers. I found out that I was in the studio looking for this comment on a YouTube video on the Ron Gibson channel. I couldn't find it in the studio, so I went into use the computer in the kitchen and it came right up. So what I'm finding is different results show up on YouTube on different browsers. So here is the quote. Here's what a guy says about USA Preparers, specifically about me. He claims his name is Tony Long. It's not. USA, quote, USAcomplains.com with the frog-mouthed baboon, Vincent Fennelly, a.k.a. Sitting Bull, a man of weak character as he talks big, hiding behind the microphone about confronting those corporations who push defective products on the little people. But he himself has never lifted a finger to confront anything or anybody, and if he has stated so, it has all been lies. Just like the 303 oil deception, he doesn't talk much about it because he knows his students have figured out the situation as he, the tight blanked, tried to save money instead of purchasing OEM quality products. Only a pea brain would use low quality oil and expensive equipment. He won't admit failure because his motto, honesty and integrity, is not convenient for his double standard lifestyle. How could anybody with half a brain take advice from this idiot who drives a Chevrolet, shove it or leave it, and then talks about breakdowns on the air? What a shade tree parts swapper. Then there's the broken record, Shlomo Schliesman and his skin pigmentation BS. Vinny, please give this guy walking papers. Vinny, take another swig of your misery moonshine and go back to sleep. That's what the minority says about us.
Well, you know so, how I interpret that, Vincent. You're over the target.
I'd love to hear.
You're over the target. They know it. They don't like what you're saying.
Well, I would defend his right to free speech. I don't like this guy.
Yep.
You know, I think he is just an example of what's wrong with America today. He's using his words to try to convince people not to pay attention to us, saying that we lie, we don't know what we're talking about. You know, it's all nonsense. Absolutely.
Well, there's no substance.
But
there's no substance to his rant, Vincey. There's no substance to his rant. It was a rant, and there was nothing to back up. Why are you insincere, and why what you're teaching is wrong? You can't back that up.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I've invited all of these people to come on the air and call in. But you know what? They won't do it.
Cowards.
They won't do it. They are cowards. They are cowards. Now, I got to tell you, I'll eviscerate him on the air. I'll require that he uses his real name, because I use my real name.
Sure.
So he can use his real name. He can give out his phone number, his contact information, and let's discuss it on the air. But I'll shred him right on the air. I will. But he won't do it, because he's a coward. And that's the problem. Like the cowards who want to remove their mural in San Francisco, or the cowards who want to remove, or did remove, the Ten Commandments. Really? The Ten Commandments are offensive?
Yeah.
This is beyond insanity. So let's talk about poop. Since we're already talking about poop, let's talk about
let's do it.
And this guy. What's the story on floating poop? Or sinking.
Well, it's an indicator of your diet. It tells you how much fat is in your diet. We know Americans have terrible diets. A lot of people have. I won't generalize and say everybody, but McDonald's is in business, Burger King's in business, KFC's in business, Taco Bell's in business, all doing great record number sales. And so somebody's eating all this crappy food, this high fat diet food. And it actually is, it's killing us. It's killing us slowly. It's bringing on a lot of disease, a lot of problems. And nobody really addresses that. When's the last time you saw a public service announcement, a PSA from the government saying the ingestion of all this fat food is causing health problems? When's the last time you saw that? Probably never have. But when it comes down to the floating poo, like I said, it determines, it indicates your fat content of your diet. As we know, if you drop droplets of oil on the water, the oil will bead up and it'll float on top. And a high-fat diet will show up in your toilet as your poo will float. It will not sink to the bottom. And there's a lot of floaters out there. There's a lot of people that have floating poo because of their poor choices in diet. They are actually killing themselves very slowly, looking at diverticulitis and a number of other problems. Digestion problems because of the fat content they take in.
I was traveling and stopped at one of those gas stations that had a McDonald's associated with it. And I walked through the door to wash up after I used diesel fuel. And you always get diesel on your hands when you pump diesel. So I was washing the diesel off. And I went through the McDonald's there. And there was this chubby young girl there. And she had the uniform on for McDonald's. And she smiled, and welcome to McDonald's. And I said, well, thank you. I said, so do you eat here? Oh, yes. How's the food? Oh, it's great. And there was an older guy there, and he was watching me talk to this young gal, and he knew what I was saying. I was saying, lady, you're wearing those hamburgers, and they're sticking to you, and you are chubby and overweight. Why don't you pay attention? So, class, if you think I'm kidding, just go look at the employees who are seasoned employees who work at McDonald's. Why? Because they get a free meal or a half-price meal. So they eat there. And if you want to see what McDonald's food does, you know, after a year, just look at the employees. They're all huge.
Yeah.
They're all huge.
Yeah, and on top of that, they're not exercising at all. So, yeah, it just kind of sticks. And we had a fat population. It's interesting they had a war on soda pop, but they didn't have a war on the fat food aisle there, the chip aisle. Just on soda pop, you kind of touched only on part of the problem with diets. Yeah, this is a fat nation. This is a really fat nation. It's getting bigger and bigger.
How about, in the ER as an ER nurse or ICU,
mm-hmm.
I was thinking about Independence Day. And I got to tell you, I really don't like the idea of fireworks. As a farmer, I know that our animals are terrified of these nonstop explosions on Independence Day. So these skyrockets go up and debris comes down. The birds think the debris is food. The small animals think the debris is food. They're eating toxic heavy metals. And why? Because the GDP is so ignorant that they have to light this stuff up. They set fires. They hurt themselves. So let's just talk about the thing that really, really, really bothers me is when these young parents have these birthday parties for these young children and they stick sparklers on the cake. So now they have these heavy metals, metal debris, metal flakes falling down on the birthday cake. How stupid can people be to do that? But they do.
Yep.
And right? You've seen it.
Yeah.
We've all seen it.
Yep.
And then the other thing they do is they give these young people who, I'm talking 4 and 5 year olds, here, hold this while daddy lights it. And they light the sparklers. They burn it between 1200 and 1800 degrees Fahrenheit. It can cause enormous injuries. People have been burned in the face, burned in the hands, burned on their feet. Why? Because they're wearing flip-flops.
Yeah.
I mean, this is... Okay, have you seen it in the ER or ICU, the results of this?
I haven't seen a sparkler injury in a long time. Back in the day, every once in a while, you saw those old metal sparklers. They're glowing red hot. They don't actually make those anymore. But every once in a while, you'd see somebody who stepped on one and burnt their foot or something like that. And I haven't seen any of those. What I have seen are the firecrackers, the M80s, blowing off a finger here and there. And bottle rockets to the face, I've seen those. It's quite interesting. When's the last time you heard any of these people that are so worried about our ecology and our atmosphere here and our air quality? When's the last time you heard somebody complain about all the pollution that's generated from all these fireworks? And the noise ordinances are obviously broken with this. And they say, well, it's only once a year, and we're celebrating the birth of our nation. I don't celebrate it. I don't feel like a free man at all because I remember some freedoms I used to have and they no longer exist anymore. So I'm not celebrating, not wasting my time with it. But there's a lot of commerce to be made on this. I don't know what the fireworks industry creates, probably billions of dollars, I assume. Just like Halloween, the candy industry, they create billions of dollars for their own needs. But my animals also hate this. They are very terrified. And I actually have to give them a little sedation medicine on for the next couple of days just to calm them down because they don't like loud booms. And, yeah, I can imagine. Actually, I'm glad you brought that up, Vincent, because when I was in the military, working on a C-5 Galaxy in Athens, Oklahoma, there was a huge stockyard of 5,000 head of cattle across the runway. A big farmer had a big cattle farmer over there, and 5,000 head of cattle. And the United States military had to pay this cattle farmer X number of dollars because of the roaring engines that our airplanes created over the their zone, their feeding ground and everything, and that it affected the beef. It affected the cow's growth. So we know loud noises are not good for animals, and it definitely this farmer profited huge from the military being there, from our KC-135s, our C-5s, and our 141s flying right over his ranch there. And his cattle, he made a good case, and the people said, yeah, I guess you're right. It does stun their growth. It's not a good thing.
I was outside yesterday, and our dogs ran over. The garage doors were closed, and I was outside working right outside the garage doors, and our dogs ran over to me, sat down, and begged me to let them in the garage. They were terrified of the explosions going off.
I don't know what it is with explosions. I'm not sure what it is with rednecks and and fireworks and blowing up stuff. It just seems to be every year. I always dread this time of the year, saying, "Oh, the rednecks are going to be out again and blowing stuff up." And it's just accepted, I guess. I mean, who am I going to complain to? And how seriously going to take me? Well, they're going to say, "Well, it's a celebration. You know, they have the right to do that." And I don't know. Like I said, the people who are worried about the environment and the pollution, I have never heard anybody step up and say, you know how much pollution you are generating? And you talk about air quality, my car, my automobile, and you're worried about that, but you don't care about this.
Right. And the car is a necessity, and fireworks is frivolous. We'll be right back.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story, but freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Steve Elkins is with us. Gene in Kentucky, welcome.
Hello, y'all. Some of you RBN hosts and GCN hosts kind of disagree a little bit with what y'all are saying about the obesity and the causes of heart disease. Dr. Joe Wallach says that it's because of the oils that we use. If they turn rancid, cause inflammation. And he says it doesn't matter if you never exercise. They were also missing a bunch of essential nutrients that's no longer in the soil and in our diet. And my cholesterol is like 200 and something. There's no way I'm going to do anything about it. Mine shows 231 and they highlighted it. I couldn't care less. I just want to eat the good stuff. But they recommend you eat the collagen parts of the, you know, little animals and stuff. And also use the lard that when you cook with, you know, like if you got the good type of animals that you cook that's, you know, been pasture raised and all that, that you save the fat and use real butter. That's what some of the RBN hosts and GCN hosts and sponsors recommend.
Which RBN hosts are
that?
You talking about, huh? Which RBN hosts would you say?
Daniels? Joe Wallach pushes his products, but he also talks about inflammation. Heart disease now is caused by inflammation of all these oils that they're using, like canola and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. He don't recommend any oils, really. Mm-hmm. And Jennifer, Dr. Jennifer, she talks about saving the fat from me, like you cook ham hocks and all that, you know, not the ones mm-hmm. that smoked and all that, and save that and use for cooking, or just, because I just use mostly water to steam my stuff, you know, a little bit of meat.
Let's hear what Steve has to say.
Yeah.
Well, I agree with some of that. I think what we're seeing here, though, she hasn't recognized or mentioned, is these people that do the business of fat, the deep frying.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know how often they change that oil, and I assume it's not that often. That oil gets pretty dark, and they're still using it. They think it still has more life in it. Of course, you're creating more carcinogens as you keep heating that oil over and over and over again, and they're being cost-conscious by using that oil over and over again where they should be discarding it. But Americans are addicted to the deep fry. I mean, tastes good. The fat tastes good. It tastes better than no fat. And so that's kind of an addictive thing going on there with the food. It tastes better.
Yeah.
And I think that's a big part of what's going on for dietary is people just eat a lot of fat food and they eat a lot of deep fried stuff.
Yeah. Well,
so I agree with some of what you said.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, if you listen to Joe Wallach, he says that all oils are bad. They all will turn rancid. You know, I mean, because even right away, I don't know. He said something about oxidizing the body. You have to listen to some of his commercials and when he's on, you know, on the air and stuff. And Jennifer Daniels, she says eat the collagen, you know, the collagen part of the, like the wings and eat the skin. But she didn't say to fry anything. She was just saying, I think she crock pots a lot of stuff and whatever.
That's good.
So whatever.
Yeah.
But Gina, that's a lack of minerals in that NO diet. That's what Dr. Wallach has been pushing all these years.
Gene, I appreciate the call. Thank you very much. And
okay,
I know Dr. Joel Wallach. He's been to our farm. He's had dinner at in our kitchen. So
I met him when he came to Louisville one time. But but a person would have to spend like $200-something a month just to get a lot of his products. So that's a lot of money. So there's got to be a way out there, because he talks about he started eating animal pellets and something about mineral blocks or something. So
I'll tell you what. Why don't you tune in on Fridays? Steve is going to be with us frequently on Fridays. We just have to work out the schedule. So
yeah. Okay.
Thanks
okay,
so much,
y'all
Gene.
Take care. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Bye. Steve, here's something that's very disturbing. So there is this new phenomenon that these crazies are going into food stores and they are licking products with their tongues and they're putting it back. They are going into the fruit departments, produce area, you know, grabbing fruit, licking it, putting it back, licking a donut, putting it back in the box, licking ice cream, putting the lid back on. This is the kind of stuff that's going on right now. What do you think we should do about protecting ourselves from this insanity?
Well, it sounds like we created another commerce, area of commerce here. They could put protective seals on all that stuff. The ice cream, you have to pull it back. And if you buy ice cream, I guess you would pull it back and see, hey, the seal's been broken. I can't touch this. You know, if this is, I haven't heard this. This is a new story for me. But I would assume that if this starts to become an issue here, I mean, we have surveillance. They're using all kinds of high-tech surveillance, and they simply watch this for this stuff. And then you have to make an example, extreme example of anybody caught doing this. You just have to be very harsh, and the judicial system has to come down very hard on these people, and then usually the practice stops.
I walked into a Walmart, and in the back there they had a sub sandwich shop inside the Walmart, and there was no customers at the time, and the two gals who were sandwich makers were sitting on the food preparation stainless steel shelf or countertop.
Yeah.
They were sitting there with their butts on the area that the next customer would enjoy having his sub made on. I called the manager and I said, you gotta see this.
Yeah.
Manager came over, furious with these. There's no more, by the way, Subway is no longer in that area of the store anymore. They are not inside the store. They are separate. Now they're a walled-in area to distinguish that Subway is not part of Walmart. Steve, thanks so much for being with us. I'm looking forward to doing it again and again and again.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.